Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We're joined this afternoon by Dr. Melinda Brennan, the executive director of Wisconsin's ACLU. We've been talking about the varied approaches that different Wisconsin counties have used to the Trump administration's mass deportation scheme, largely an unconstitutional one, at least according to the majority of the courts that have reviewed Donald Trump's orders. Fundamentally, at issue here is the thing that conservatives used to be known for, which was pounding this table about states' rights and local control. We all knew that back then, that was just code for, yeah, let's strip away rights from black folks and women, and the federal government shouldn't be bothered by these unconstitutional poll taxes and whatnot that we put in place in our state. Nothing to see here. Please move on. It's fine when we're stripping rights, right? And now, when it's about Donald Trump and the federal government leading the stripping of rights, when local control and our local elected officials are pushing back, that's when Donald Trump doesn't want to hear anything about states' rights and local control. There is a gamut of cooperation and pushback that varies greatly from county to county and police department to police department here in the state of Wisconsin. The Wisconsin ACLU, led by Dr. Brennan, has put out a number of reports about both the income that's being earned by the violation of people's constitutional rights, the profiting off of community pain by various sheriff's departments. We're going to put all those links in our show notes for today. You can find those at civicmedia.us/shows or anywhere you get your podcast. Just search for The Maggie Dawn Show. All of this, Dr. Brennan, leads me to ask a question that we were talking about a bit during break. As an economist and as someone who worked in a county government and advised and worked with our local sheriff's department, I know the extraordinary cost of keeping folks incarcerated. I know the extraordinary cost when we have to pay our deputies needed overtime to help protect our community. My question to you is, are we getting down a layer? So we've identified the money that's coming into some of these sheriff's departments from profiting off of their community's pain. But have we actually figured out if it's profit? Because my suspicion is that it is actually a very significant loss to taxpayers when their local law enforcement agencies engage in these programs. Because you got personnel directed not in local law enforcement, but to these duties. And it's way more expensive than the reimbursement rates that the feds are paying for keeping people incarcerated, many of which on a completely unconstitutional basis. Where does that analysis stand? Is this something that we should be thinking about and asking our local governments, have they done this kind of analysis? Because as a taxpayer in Sauk County or in these counties that have executed these agreements with the feds, I'd want to know.
Yeah, I think that that's an excellent question. I mean, the reality is there's only so much money to go around, and it's got to support the community, the local community. And so there's no way this total of $7 million over 3 years in the state of Wisconsin, there's no way that Wisconsin is coming out ahead as a whole or any given community. Just the additional hours of training, the time away from doing the critical work that is county level work, or even more local than that, there is absolutely no way that this money would cover that kind of time. And then what happens when law enforcement aren't doing their core duties? And what happens also, as you've said to me before, what happens when there's increased liability? Mm-hmm. So when those lawsuits come, and they will, what happens then? Now you're out how much money over how much time? You're getting bad PR all the time. Do people want to be sheriffs with that kind of bad reputation? Do you want to be tagged back with ripping families apart? I don't think that you do. And so are there recruiting problems because of it? Probably. Are there opportunity losses because of it? Probably. There's certainly lots of time loss actually doing their duties and taking on additional risk that is safety as well as financial for these sheriffs. So why do it? It is not a compelling economic argument, no matter what. But there's always the opportunity to do open records requests to find out. And there's always the opportunity for you to ask your local electeds to do exactly the same and make sure that there are public facing reports so you can see where your money goes and whether it's being poured into community or whether it's being poured into programs that rip people apart from our communities.
Yet transparency has been notoriously hard to get from law enforcement agencies from time in memoriam, even budget transparency. Talk a little bit about that. When communities have tried to understand how their dollars are getting deployed on surveillance technologies, there's been a lot of pushback from law enforcement. What are they using in the state of Wisconsin, and where should people go to find out more information about what's being deployed in their community to surveil them?
Well, I will tell you, it is hard to track down. And even if you do this for your work, you're looking at budget line items and trying to address your sense of what things are and constantly looking up new technologies. And then even if you can find the line items, the question that is more chilling than what you've asked is, are they integrated? And so do all these surveillance technologies. I don't want anyone knowing where I'm coming and going from, and I certainly wouldn't want a trans youth going to their medical appointments. I certainly wouldn't want someone seeking reproductive health care, having a sense of where someone's going to be here and there. And I wouldn't want an activist. I wouldn't want them being tracked, and I wouldn't want anyone being tracked, quite frankly. I don't care what your activities are. That's your private life. That's you moving around, and you should have freedom of movement. All of these technologies chill movement, but the less transparency there is, whether that's economics or how many different technologies are being deployed all at once, all of that cuts away at a sense of trust.
They all come with a high, high cost, right? You can achieve perfect security in a perfect fascist authoritarian dictatorship.
That's
just
right.
Just go ask folks that have lived through them. Thanks so much to Dr. Brennan for being here with me. I'm sure you'll be back soon. We'll continue this discussion. When we come back, folks, on this program, we have Dr. Lowell Barrington, professor of political science from Marquette University, to give us an update on the ongoing peace negotiations, I'm going to put them in air quotes, between Russia and Ukraine. So don't go anywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.